Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is the birthday boy.
Yeah,
well, not
thank
the birthday
you.
Boy
early
yet.
Birthday boy.
The early birthday boy, Otto Lowe's.
And the and word here, boy is a little bit...
and obviously you're hearing different members
but
of his family calling
But I am a boy,
in.
Though, at heart.
That's
right.
What you got to be, unfortunately. Yeah. And, of course, this is the extended Christina Liu show.
Yes.
And if you could see the pictures, I mean, Christina does a wonderful job. And this is all set up for a magnificent birthday party. But you have something I think you want to share?
Yeah, so I just have a little recording for some people that couldn't call in today. So let me get this.
Hello, Project Independence. This is Otto.
This is Karen.
We're calling to wish Grandpa a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh,
bye.
Love you. That's Otto and Karen.
That's Otto and Karen. Yeah, so they couldn't call because they were in school, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So they sent that over. So that was a very cute little message.
Two good kids.
The cute little the baby. When that came across with these little baby voices, I was like, oh my God, my heart melts. Adorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
well,
and
Karen is four, going to be five actually.
Oh really?
We're going to celebrate his birthday when we go up to the Poconos along with mine and. Olivia's 16th.
Oh, fun. I know, I love that.
Son-in-law's birthday.
Oh, so it's going to be quite the party.
Quite the occasion.
I love it. That's so great. And if anyone could see, you know, I put little decorations of all of Otto's favorite things. So I have some a bowling picture, golf, a little horse racing.
Ah.
Very good.
You know, all of Otto's
you
favorite
are,
little
you
things.
You are the creative master.
Well, listen, I know Otto very well over these years. You know, it was very easy to, like, you know his hobbies and interests. So.
You could go into party planning with no problem.
Yeah. Somebody else is coming.
Oh, we got a call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Otto?
Yes. Is this Eric?
This is Eric. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in between shots here on the golf course.
Are you really?
That's better than in the bar.
Where are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's that room you were talking about.
Yeah, we're up in Wyndham.
Oh, okay. With the boys?
Yep. All five of them.
Good weather.
All five of us, I should say. Yeah, it's perfect.
I brainwashed Eric into golf at a very young age.
Yes.
But now, thankfully,
Eric?
Because...
Eric is my son.
Okay.
One of our sons.
Yes, I'm his son. So, well, you brainwashed me because I'm better than all my friends because they didn't start till they were 30.
Well, you're better than me, too, so...
So, but I just want to...
Eric's a good man. He's the father of Otto and Karen.
Oh,
who
and
used,
we just... Oh, okay.
They just played Otto and Karen's recording on the show. A few
good.
Minutes ago, and it was great. So okay. We're going to see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday night for dinner, at
right.
dinner time.
Right, all right.
Well thank you,
Go
Eric.
Back and enjoy yourself, and I love you. And
wish you a happy birthday, tell you that I love you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You
take
too.
Care,
Have
thank
fun.
You.
Get a hole in one.
All right, I'll try. All right, thanks.
Right, bye.
Bye.
There's probably another call coming in too. I heard a beep, so there might
not
be. So
yet,
keep your headphones
keep
near.
The headphones
yeah.
Keep your headphones
okay.
near.
But I'm just keeping them on.
Oh, see, look, I love it. I love all the different locations that everyone's
calling
in from.
They're all over the
world.
Yeah. No. A jet setting family.
That's right.
He's actually on a golf trip with his kid friends from way back.
Oh, I love it.
Well, and you said Wyndham.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Somewhere in New York.
Oh, okay.
I think isn't it a ski?
Yeah, I thought it was like a ski thing.
Yeah, but they have golf up there
yeah.
too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the middle of all of Otto's, oh, we got a call. This Lowe's family.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Oh, it's no. I'm sorry. John should call me.
John Ryan thought the call was for him.
No, it's your other favorite daughter.
Cindy?
No, it's Jenny. Oh, no,
Jenny.
It's
both. Uh-oh. Well, they sound alike on the phone.
But it is both of us. We're at work.
Are you both there?
That's a bomb. Yeah,
yeah, they work at Rumba. They do. Hello?
We just wanted to call to say happy birthday. Well, happy thank birthday. You. We love you.
I appreciate you calling.
Thanks, ladies.
We'll see you in a few hours. No, not me.
Yeah, we're going to actually, we're going to plot out your park later to the beer garden.
Oh, well, excuse us, Otto.
At 5:30, anybody wants to
sounds
go.
Sounds good.
Where is that?
At Franklin Square.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It's really good. I've been there. It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could probably sign some autographs.
That's right. That's right. If anybody wants to hang out with Otto, they'll know where he'll be. And
actually, Christina's the one. People are lined up out in the street here.
Well, thanks, ladies, for calling.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you, and I'll talk to you. Bye, girls.
Okay, another call is probably coming in shortly, too, guys.
Probably.
Otto, I love the such a fun family, the Lowe's family, you know? Beer garden later, I love it.
Well, we have a large one.
Well, I like that, though. And it's nice because you guys all do things
together.
I think
the question is it a fun family or an alcoholic family?
A family that knows how to have a good time.
Let's say a party time.
Okay,
that's
party
right.
time.
A good fun
I've
family.
I've heard it. That's why I did. It sounded familiar. I've heard of the place. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's really fun. I've been there. It's nice. So before another call comes in, I just want to tell everyone the Pioneer should be hitting in your home.
I got mine yesterday.
Oh, good. Oh, really? I'm glad to hear that because, and I'm sure people are getting it because it is the conference issue and the calls and registrations are pouring in. So if you are interested in coming, the space is limited. So I need people to register as soon as possible to 311 or 869-6311 to reserve your spot. You know, we're going to have, obviously, the supervisor will be there. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. Maria Carney from Northwell, who's
wonderful,
the geriatric
wonderful
guru.
Speaker. Actually, the commissioner, Patty Ryder, was on earlier. Maria Carney was at my first program talking about senior abuse also.
I mean,
it was tremendous. We did it at the UU.
We
had four on the panel, and we had three panels. So we had the first one, the second one, then we had lunch, and then I had a third one.
Oh, wow.
I was at a seminar forum, whatever, that was run by Swazi. And
there
were about 70 people, and she was one of the main.
We got another call coming in.
Another call.
Instead of the bat phone, this is going to be the auto.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Matt from Denver.
Matt, how are you?
Good. I wanted to wish you a happy early birthday.
You told me you were going to call, but it wasn't quite going to be on the radio.
Oh, that's okay.
Still counts, Matt.
Did you start the new job?
I did, yeah. I'm actually about to go in and do an assessment of a library HVAC system. So I only have a couple minutes, but I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday early, and I hope all is well.
Yeah, and we'll talk offline sometime about how it's going with that, and I appreciate you calling.
Thanks, Matt.
Of course. Have a good one.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck.
Take care.
Bye.
Now, where is Matt?
Matt lives in Denver.
Oh, okay.
He's our oldest grandson. He's 33, and he's a mechanical engineer, graduated from Carnegie Mellon, and he's got a nice job, and he and his future bride decided to move to Denver, which his mother wasn't happy about.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a good guy. He's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
My best friend from high school is in Denver.
Oh, really?
He's retired from he was president of the University of Denver Hospital.
Oh.
So it's a
contact. He just changed
something.
Jobs, and he was commuting an hour and a half. Oof. And with some pipeline engineering company, you know, which I don't know much about. But he just changed jobs, and he's apparently very close to home, and he got a lot more money, so.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's a good guy.
Now, Otto, how many grandchildren do you have? We'll start with how many children Otto has.
Well, my background is that we were a blended family. I had three children. And my wife, Bunny, had three children.
Yes, we call them Project Independence, the real-life Brady Bunch.
My wife passed away at the age of 40 with pancreatic cancer. And Bunny's husband died when he was 38 with stomach cancer. And she had three kids. I had three kids. And her high school best friend lived next door to my first wife's sister in Levittown. And
they decided that
maybe we'd be a good fit.
Aww.
And they hooked us up on a blind date. And
the rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah. We married 41 years shortly. And when we were married, the kids were between the ages of 6 and 10, and which means that they were all teenagers at one time, which was terrific.
And Otto and Bunny made it through.
What is it, boys and girl-wise, 6?
3 and 3. Oh, I had two girls and a boy. She had two boys and a girl. Okay. Unfortunately, Bill, one of our sons, passed away 2 years ago. And that was Michelle, who called earlier, was married to Bill. And we stay in touch clearly with Michelle. She was important in our life then, and she still is.
Where's Michelle live?
Michelle lives in Hicksville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think she has a good friend right now, which is a good thing. We're happy to see.
Okay.
You know, so that's good. And, you know, we went through 40 years of sheer wedded bliss. you know, raising six kids and going through all the stuff you go through. You know, we had our hurdles, but we handled it and got through it, and everybody gets along now.
Good.
Not that there isn't an occasional friction, but, you know, bottom line is they all get along.
Good, and that's the most important thing
in life.
So
I thought of you, Otto, the other night. I like some of these oldie movies.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Easter Parade last
week. Oh, yeah.
But I taped it. It's Lucille Ball, and I think...
Ooh, I like that. I like that was like a little,
and
you know,
I
musical
think Bob Hope.
Who?
Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They merged families. One had 10 kids, one had 6.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
you
know, I didn't see it. I taped it, though. So yeah. I mean, one of these.
Yeah.
And I thought of you, though. I'm saying, and when you put two families together, it's hard.
Well, we call it, you know, blended family, and there's a lot of complications in the beginning. You know, people talk, this is a little off the track, but not really. People talk that kids get over things. We think kids get over things. Mm-hmm. That's the fallacy.
Right.
They don't. Kids go through grieving just like everybody else, but it doesn't always come out. And sometimes it may come out in a negative way,
right.
And you don't read into it, because we didn't go to school, my wife nor I, to learn how to work with a blended family. It's kind of like you're winging it along the way. And we actually did go for help with some counseling as we proceeded. You know, I grew up in the world where, you don't go for counseling. Mm-hmm. Well, that's so far from true. If there's anything I get across here, is that if you have complications in your life, look upon it as a guidance system. You know, people trying to help you through difficult times. And we did that, and it was the best thing we ever did.
And words of wisdom through Otto. He's just spreading wisdom on his birthday show. So that's
well,
that's
it's
we
a fact.
Know.
I mean,
true.
You know,
absolutely.
A lot of people are anti that because they think,
difference.
I can do it. You know, yeah. Well, we thought we could do it too, but and we could have probably done it, but a little help didn't hurt.
Absolutely.
So it's complicated.
Yeah. You weren't the first ones doing it, so why reinvent the wheel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We weren't the first people on the planet that this happened to.
Okay.
We happen to be in our life the first time it happened to us.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And we're out.
And hopefully, well, now, obviously, it'll be the only time.
Right. We're taking a break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.